one economic problem with two very different ideas to fix it.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. In a moment, more evidence this morning of a weak job market. The way forward, though, offers two very different paths. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are slightly lower right now. The Dow down 14 points at 11,599. The NASDAQ down about 0.2%, and the S&P 500 down 0.3%. The Labor Department said this morning that the number of people seeking first-time unemployment benefits fell last week to 409,000. That's a good thing, but it's still quite a high number when you look at it over the course of the last few years. And as we wait for tomorrow's big monthly employment report from the government, let's talk jobs now with Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial, who is with us live from Chicago, as she is every Thursday. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Diane, we take this morning's weekly jobless claims number. Yesterday, we got a couple of numbers. What do they tell you about the job market that we're in right now?
Well, the job market, although we continue to generate jobs, remains tepid at best. And in fact, tomorrow's number that's printed by the payroll data will be weaker even than what we saw earlier in the week because of the Verizon strike that was not accounted for in earlier data. And in fact, we'll be lucky to hit the 50,000 threshold on private sector jobs, which is nothing to pop champagne corks over.
Nothing to pop champagne corks over. And next week, of course, we'll hear from President Obama, who's going to be offering a new jobs proposal. What do you expect he'll be able to do to fix the jobs problem?
Well, if there was any easy way to fix it, it would have already been fixed. The bottom line is what we're looking at is ways to sort of temper the pain that we're feeling and allow, when we're treading water, to keep our head above water. Extended payrolls, extended unemployment insurance. That doesn't generate a lot of jobs, but it keeps us from sinking through the water. We're not going to see much more than that. Everything's on the margins, and unfortunately, we don't have a lot of wiggle room anymore.
And, of course, President Obama, after yesterday's whole kerfuffle over the timing of his speech, it looks like he may have a problem getting anything through the Republican Congress to deal with the job situation. And I want to ask you, look at that, and then you look at the Fed, where we have sort of a divided Fed when they're trying to figure out what to do about economic growth. Why do we have such division in terms of economic thought right now?
Well, I think the real issue here is we're in uncertain and uncharted territory. And when you're in uncharted territory, everyone has a different view on the path out. None of them may be the exact right path out. And that's the problem, is it's legitimate to have debate when you're in such uncharted and unprecedented times.
Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.
Well, now to the world of retail. We heard this morning of strong sales last month at Target, Costco, and Limited brands. That may tempt some of these retail chains to look for places to open new stores. Last year, there was so much vacant store space that commercial landlords were cutting deals left and right to attract tenants. But as Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports, the cheap retail space isn't as easy to find anymore.
If it seemed like every time you turned around last year, another store popped up, you are not mistaken. More than 5,000 temporary outlets opened and may have closed. Over 600 of those belong to Toys R Us. Faith Hope Consolo is a real estate broker.
There was a lot of vacant space, and they had an opportunity to fill those spaces at a very nominal cost. But that's not what it's about today.
Toys R Us says it's cutting back on holiday pop-up stores this year, and it may not be the only retailer. Eric Anton is the president of Pop-Up Insider. It matches landlords with temporary tenants.
Retail values have come up over the last 12 months, so maybe we'll be seeing more long-term tenants signing leases, so maybe fewer pop-ups.
Anton says pop-ups will live on as concept stores that build buzz and test consumer preferences. But last year's bubble may have... I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
If you own an iPhone or an iPad, chances are parts of its early life was spent in China, where Apple makes a lot of its products. Well, a prominent environmental group there has just released a report accusing Apple suppliers of widespread air and water contamination. It's calling on Apple to identify its Chinese suppliers. But as Marketplace's Rob Schmitz reports from Shanghai, Apple is not saying much.
In a video released with the report, a sad violin plays behind an old man navigating a waterway of polluted, milky white water. According to the report, the water he's paddling through is discharged from a factory along the Yangtze River that makes circuit boards for Apple. The man says, "This generation drinks polluted water, the next one will drink poisoned water." Ma Jun, the report's author, says samples of the water found the concentration of the heavy metal nickel to be 11 times the amount allowed by Chinese law.
You know, Apple is taking advantage of the loopholes in the management system of China, and they collaborate with all these bad polluters at the expenses of the environment and local public health.
In an email to Ma's group, Apple said several of the companies listed in the report were not Apple suppliers, but it wouldn't specify which ones. As a rule, Apple doesn't identify its suppliers. Ma's group is trying to change that. Apple did offer to hold a conference call with the group to discuss the report. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
And finally, to what seems to be a new trend for companies trying to get something from governments. Yesterday, before the story broke that the Justice Department has some antitrust issues with the AT&T T-Mobile deal, there was a plea from AT&T. If you let this deal go through, we'll bring 5,000 jobs to the U.S. Well, in this morning's L.A. Times, there's news of a similar plea from Amazon, which wants to avoid collecting sales tax in California. Amazon is offering to hire 7,000 workers if it can avoid those taxes. Well, while we're at it, I promise to hire 10,000 workers if I don't have to pay taxes. First, give me the tax breaks, and then I'll hire the workers. Promise. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Green jobs and alternative energy are hot investments. Climate change, not really.
Climate adaptation is looking out 25, 50 years into the future. It's just not seen as a high priority in a lot of places.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Coastal cities investing in climate change now or paying later. We'll have the day's business news as well and the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.